Welcome to Giants Online, driven by the Hess Toy Truck. And we welcome you back to Giants First and 10, presented by Stop and Shop, as we get you set for the Giants and the New Orleans Saints home opener on Sunday. Time to put item number 9 up on the board. And this is what we call our online segment. We have got Art Stapleton of The Record joining us, and we've got James Cratch of the Star Ledger and NJ.com making his Giants First and 10
debut.
Good to have you on the
Thank
show,
you.
Guys. Let's talk about the Giants' offensive line.
Yep.
Finished the game nicely. Wasn't against the greatest defense in the world. What are they trying to build upon this week?
I think the running game, you know, and it's similar to last year in the game against Dallas when they had the drive in the fourth quarter to get down and then obviously rearview mirror, but just the idea of, you know, Jennings not scoring last year. But they did the same thing this year in Dallas. I was impressed, I have to be honest. I know it's kind of sacrilege for Giants fans to praise John Jerry and Marshall Newhouse, but I thought they performed well, especially when the game was on the line. I think that's what they need to build on this week to be more physical up front and kind of spring those blocks for Jennings.
Yeah, I thought Newhouse and Jerry played really well. I think Larry Donnell, he had some rough spots in the fourth quarter. He also blocked well, I thought, especially in the game. Will tie too. You know, the two drives at the end of the game were coming toward us in the press box in Dallas. They gashed the Cowboys up front. I was very impressed by their effort.
On the other side, the Giants went out and they spent money on the defensive line. And, man, those guys are paying dividends already because Snacks has been outstanding as advertised. Olivier Vernon, he plays the run better than I thought he ever did. He's been a real great addition for this team, hasn't he?
You know, those two guys were great. I thought Jason Pierre-Paul played really well. He got a lot of pressure on Dak Prescott, especially in the second half. Hankins played well. The Giants got everything I think they were looking for from that defensive line. Ezekiel Elliott really had no place to go, and once you took the run game away from the Cowboys, you forced Prescott to make mistakes in the second half.
And let's remember this. It's not too long ago where if the Giants came out of a game and they had zero sacks, their defensive line would be slammed. Everybody would, where are the sacks? Where are the sacks? I think there's an appreciation for how this line is built from Snacks and Hankins inside out. And OV, I mean, he since he stepped in this building, has been a leader up front, a silent leader, as Ben McAdoo called him. But what he did down the stretch, he drew two holding penalties on Lyle Collins that when you look at those two plays on film, one was against the pass, one was against the run. He will blow up that pass and that run if Collins doesn't drag him to the ground. I mean, those are two stats that don't show up in the book.
All right, obviously Drew Brees, he has Arena Football League-like numbers against the Giants in his career. I mean, he's 5-1, been absolutely dominant. How do they get pressure on him, considering how smart he is as far as getting rid of the football?
I don't know. That's a great question. You know, a lot of players have said, well, Drew, you think you know what he's going to do, but you don't know because he can put the ball in so many places. I think that the front four is going to be key for the Giants. They're also going to have to get some pressure, I think, from the secondary. You know, they brought DRC on a couple of blitz against Dallas. We've seen Jenkins come in the preseason. I think they have to get those blitzes, and they have to hit them because the past couple of games they've given up big plays off those blitzes.
And I think, you know, an overlooked component is Jackrabbit, Janoris Jenkins, and what he did against Dez Bryant, essentially took Bryant out of the game. Dez had one catch for 8 yards, and it wasn't against Jackrabbit. I think the secondary has got to play a lot better this week than obviously they did in New Orleans. But, Bob, five defensive starters were on that team. And four of the guys who started for the Giants in the 52-49 debacle are not currently in the NFL. This is a different Giants defense against Drew Brees. He's going to put up his points, but I think this defense is a lot better.
You think he likes saying Jackrabbit?
I think he does.
I'm told in this building there's no other reference to Janoris Jenkins. It has to be
Jackrabbit.
So Brandon Cooks last week has a 98-yard touchdown. They hit three pass plays of over 30 yards. Do they go with that same formula of putting Jackrabbit on a guy like Cooks, or do they mix it up a little bit?
I think they'll mix it up at some point. DRC did cover Dez a little bit last week. But, yeah, I think it's working. Stick with it. Jackrabbit, he was brought here to do that.
I think it allows them to use DRC on the inside a little bit more than what they've had their guys in the nickel do. You know, DRC, as James said, came on a blitz from that nickel spot. I think they may use that more against Breeze. It gives DRC a little flexibility inside. I think down the road, maybe week three, we can see DRC in there, maybe manning up with Jordan Reed. But then maybe I like that size right now with DRC inside. I'd let Jackrabbit follow him around for a while.
Hop along. How important is it for this team to start
getting a little home field dominance. They've been 3-5 at home each of the last 2 years. It's not going to get you to the postseason when you're below 500 at home.
I think it's big, especially as you look at the schedule. They're going to end the year at Philly, at Washington. You give yourself a margin for error maybe down the stretch by winning games at home now. They're going to be on the road for basically all of October, so they might as well get the home cooking in while they're here.
All right, prediction for this week.
You know, I went a little high scoring last week. I don't think I will this week. I'm going to go 27-20 Giants win, and I do think Eli Manning gets his 300th career touchdown pass. I think he gets three this week, probably one each to Cruz, Beckham, and Shepard.
There you go.
I'll go a little bit more high scoring. I'm going to say Giants 35-31. I think the Saints are going to get their points, but the Giants defense still have a couple of stops, something they couldn't do last year. I don't think the Saints are going to stop the Giants much, if at all, on Sunday.
Art Stapleton, record. James Cratch making his debut here on the program from NJ.com and the Star Ledger. We appreciate it, guys.
Thank you.